Pat Callahan.
And I'm Joe Torti, and today on an American Horror Story edition of This Week in Pro Football.
Well, after an epic Elm Street fourth quarter last week, the birds fly east for what most likely will not be a Super Bowl preview.
Did that fourth quarter end the Eagles' season? We'll debate whether 10 wins is even in the tarot cards.
Malcolm Jenkins has Bortlemania. Cowboys lose on the latest horrific call. And the inmates are escaping giant asylum.
Sal Pal haunts the Coliseum. Chris Harris is a fantasy frightening. And my picks are a real scream right now on This Week in Pro Football.
This Week in Pro Football.
Don't make me sock you.
This Week in Pro Football.
Even each other. Win on three. One, two, three.
The hardest hitting football show in Philadelphia.
Guests.
Featuring weekly correspondent Sal Palantonio, taking you inside the Eagles and the entire NFL.
You come this far, you play with trust, you play with confidence, and you play physical.
It's This Week in Pro Football.
Are you ready for some football?
And now, Pat Callahan.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to week number 8 of This Week in Pro Football 97.5. The Fanatic, another beautiful Saturday here in the Delaware Valley. I guess I welcome in Joe Torti. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Pat. Otherwise known, of course, as at Joe Torti on Twitter. And you are at TWIPF Pat on Twitter.
All right. Look at Joe Torti stepping up there.
Do it.
I forget it every single week. So Joey's stepping into a rather large breach. Good morning to everybody. Good morning to Tyler Zula behind the glass here as we embark on another 2 hours of high quality radio. And, Joey, last week I was all over the radio saying the Eagles just had almost no chance of losing last week against Buffalo. And I would admit that. I mean, and I was right for 45 minutes. And I'd submit to you, Joe, that I'm still right. And it took an extraordinary 15 minutes in order for the Eagles to lose that game. And every domino fell, which resulted in it. So here we are, you know, we go from 1 week in which the Eagles beat an inept Giants team and pronounce themselves fit and cured and ready to rumble. They go out and do that same thing for 45 minutes, and then it all falls apart.
Yeah, the most common thing, Pat, was to play the blame game this week and try to figure out where you lay the blame. Is it the coaching? Is it the offense? Is it the defense? And there have been people that have been all over the place. And, I mean, we can do that till the cows come home. But at the end of the day, it turns into this team didn't score more points than the other team. And that results in a 3-4 record that no one. You might have seen a slow start coming. You did not see 3-4 coming for the Philadelphia Eagles. There's just no way.
You're right about that. I didn't see it. I certainly didn't see it going at 1 p.m. last Sunday. I didn't see it. I mean, Cam Newton, 8 of 16 for 59 yards after three quarters. I mean, that is utterly preposterous. That's Army stats. You know what I mean? I mean, that's ridiculous. And but, they're only up 17, you know. But still, you're up by 17. Carolina's done nothing. It's a very windy day, hard to throw the ball. Carolina's going against the wind in the fourth quarter, and yet they managed to lose. And the question that just has to now arise is, what's wrong here? I mean, is it, was it just 15 minutes and, you know, these things happen and on to Jacksonville, you know? Or is there just something just wrong with 2018? Whereas all went right in 2017.
I think that's fair to ask. And I mean, there are people now that are calling in, Pat, and saying, did the Eagles just get lightning in a bottle last year? And 3 weeks into the season, that was being laughed off as ridiculous. Now, 7 weeks into the season, it's seeming a lot less ridiculous that, hey, maybe this team just ended up, you know, having everything break the right way last year. Now, having said that, I think you can point to a couple specific things on Sunday's game, outside of one or two individual plays, that absolutely contributed to the loss. And it's easy to track in the fourth quarter if you would have given, you know, this formula for how to blow a 17-point lead. The Eagles checked off every single box.
I did. I guess they did. I mean, they only ran 14 plays, I think, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And 12 of them were passes. I mean, that number one, let's check that box off. This very poor play calling. But, Joe, emblematic, though, of the fact that I think they have an anemic running game. And, I don't know, Jacksonville picks up Carlos Hyde for a fifth-round draft pick. I mean, did we think about that? I mean, isn't Hyde appreciably better than either of the two guys the Eagles got? You're the defending Super Bowl champs. Could they not have looked at that? Could they not have maybe inquired about whether Blunt was available? That's just one thing. I don't want to turn the show sideways here. All right, and maybe this speaks to what may be, and I see Amir, we're going to talk to him on the phone. He mentions the Eagles' arrogance. Maybe there is a little bit of that going on here. After the game against the Giants, Wendell Smallwood, we just know we're going to win the game. I got that feeling Thursday night. We're back, right? Timmy Mack even says it. What could be said is that there is a strong sense inside the Eagles' locker room after the Giants game that the Eagles had recaptured something. Well, I guess they did. They recaptured how to take a lead after 45 minutes, then blow it.
And if you remember, we talked to Sal Palantonio, and I asked him if he thought that the swagger was back around the team, and he stopped short of using that word. He said, no, not quite swagger. You know, there's confidence. It's different when you're putting 52 points on the Denver Broncos. That's what swagger looks like.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I think there clearly is something missing. One of the things, let's check something else off, to use your phraseology, okay? Jim Schwartz took a lot of heat this week for what was everyone felt was a significant shift in the way the Eagles played defense from three quarters to fourth quarter, and that is they laid back and they started giving Carolina that 8-yard pass completion.
Yep.
Right. Now, that's not uncommon. And when you're up 17-0, that happens all the time. You want to keep that clock moving. You don't want the big, quick strike that all of a sudden tilts the field a little bit. Do you think that Schwartz bears any responsibility for last week's loss?
Any responsibility, yes. I have argued all week, though, that percentage-wise, if you're splitting it up into the pie, there is no question to me that the offense deserves more blame percentage-wise than the defense for blowing the game. Because on defense, like you said, it happens all the time. The objective of the game when you're up 17 in the fourth quarter is to not let them score on one play and just keep everything in front of you, make them drive down the field, make them potentially make mistakes and things like that. You don't expect that you're going to pick up one first down in the fourth quarter when you're trying to kill clock.
I know. Now let me check out. And then here's where I'm going to offer two things now for plenty of people to chime in on, including you and Tyler. 610-632-0975. Okay. One is there in fact an institutional arrogance within the Eagles, and maybe Joe, it's prevalent with any Super Bowl champion, right? Where you just think you've got it nailed down, and let's just roll the ball out there and we'll be fine. I'm talking about things like not trading for another running back after you lost to Jai, or thinking 17-0, they start the car up. I got to get the hell out of here early. That type of arrogance. Is there some hubris now that's in this team that just wasn't there last year, and there's nothing you could do about it? The second thing I'd like to get a conversation going on is Carson Wentz. I've said all along, I think this guy's the real deal, and for the next decade, he's going to be a dominant NFL quarterback. But the question is he progressing? Is he plateauing, or is he regressing? Now, I don't think he's regressing at all, but I think it's worth at least a couple minutes to talk about it, because you look at some of these other quarterbacks, Watson's performance Thursday night, Mahomes, of course, has taken the league by storm. Even my boy Jared Goff is looking really good in the Rams' pocket. Where's Carson at, and is he moving, is he progressing fast enough?
I would say that he is, because if you look at the stats that he's put up this year, they are just as good, if not better, than the stats that he put up last year. He's got a 10-1 touchdown interception ratio. Yards per game, he's averaging almost 50 more yards per game than he did a season ago. And yeah, the team is 2-3. The passer rating is not there because he hasn't had the chance to throw 33 touchdowns yet. I would argue that, yeah, he's on pace right now for a 30 touchdown, 3 interception season. I mean, that's really good.
There's no argument there, but I mean, is there something maybe you have to drill down a little further? Every quarterback statistics are gaudy this year. You and I have talked about
that's
that.
True.
You know, the fact that he's 1-8 in fourth quarter comebacks, or situations where he has a chance to win or tie the game in the fourth quarter, and he's done it one time out of 9. How much significance do you put in that?
I do put significance into that. However, I've talked about it this week, separating elite quarterback play from clutch. And I think that it's possible to do that because for pretty much his entire career, Peyton Manning was an elite player, and I think a lot of people would say not a clutch player. the entire time.
All right.
So I think it's possible that you can split that up. However, that doesn't make Eagles fans feel better when you're thinking, do we really have a chance to come back in the fourth quarter? Come back.
I mean, it's a good point. A leader clutch. I mean, it's something, you know, maybe you're right. It's not fair to hit him with this argument in really what is his, just finishing up his second year, if you will. But boy, that's a thought because, you know, so far the clutch thing, you can't check that box off yet.
No doubt. You certainly can't. And we'll get into that a little bit more. First, let's get to Amir in Dover on the phone lines. Amir, what's happening, man? You're on This Week in Pro Football.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right.
Oh, man. You said the magic word, man. Arrogance. That's what I saw. I saw arrogance when they were up 17-0. The defense was dancing on the fourth quarter. Like, they didn't care anymore. Like, the game was over. I saw arrogance even after they scored. You should have ran the ball and played the clock. But for some reason, we're still calling pass plays. Even when we went down 21-17, I saw the arrogance of Carson Wentz for the very first time. The very first time I'm legitimately angry at his decision. That 3rd-and-2 play where Smallwood was open in the flat for at least 7 yards, and he throws the whole shot in double coverage. Then the 4th-down play where he should have just took off and ran. You said it. It was arrogant. The whole quarter was arrogant. And they're not good enough to be arrogant. They are not the Rams. They are not the Chiefs. They need to go back to being the hungry dog if they want to have a shot at January football.
So, yeah, Amir, let me ask you this. Is that something that can be, all right, lesson learned against Carolina and it's going to be adjusted moving forward? Or is that endemic to this team? Is that a part of the Eagles that they're not going to be able to shake?
If they are a good enough team, and I believe that they are, if Coach Peterson is a good enough coach, and I believe that he is, somebody needs to watch that film and say, this is the type of arrogance we can no longer afford. Now we're in a hole.
Uh-oh, he's breaking up, but heard his point.
There you go, yeah. It's not a bad point at all.
Thanks,
Amir. I think, Joe, you phrased it right, too. Is it systemic within the Eagles organization right now that, hey, we're the champions, get out of the way, we'll figure this out? Or can they, in fact, learn from such a shocking loss, really one of the worst losses in the Peterson tenure, you know, if you think about it.
Sure.
Can they rebound from that? I was listening to you coming in here in the 9 o'clock hour. They may have found the right opponent to do this. Now, there's some logistical things working against them. Jacksonville, very used to playing now in London. They play there every year.
Yep.
And this is all new for Philadelphia, but boy, the Jaguars' injury list is long and substantive, and so the Eagles should take advantage of that. But it'll be very interesting, Joe, to see which team comes out tomorrow night. The hungry 2017 team that will, as you mentioned, using the Denver game as an example last year, will stomp you and enjoy doing it. Or is it the tepid team that's up 17-0 thinking, all right, we're the Eagles, so we got this, and they lose?
Well, you know what? I look at, and I thought that you hit on a very interesting point about Super Bowl teams and how they handle success. I didn't get the vibe when the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl that they were swagging all over the league. Some other teams like Seattle, you did see that, whereas when they won the Super Bowl, they did have a certain amount of arrogance to their game, and it depends on whether you could back it up or not. But I think about the New England Patriots, who have their dynasty ended every 3 or 4 years when the Chiefs beat them early in the season or the Dolphins beat them early in the season, and then all of a sudden they're able to rebound and pull things back together, and the dynasty's just as healthy as it ever was. It is all about the organization. So now we've never been in this position with the Eagles. We're going to learn a whole lot organizationally about what the philosophy is after you win the Super Bowl. Yeah, maybe you've earned some arrogance, but at a 3-4 start, almost all of that goes out the window.
I know, but there is precedence for this, Joe. And, of course, you know, the old saying, past is prologue. I'm fascinated by where the hell did I read this? I forget now, but... here it is. I always think these things are very interesting. In my beloved New York Post, NFL double-digit home underdogs are 13-4 against the spread since 2009. Now, do people actually believe that? Now, it knows it's past prologue to the point where you could say that, you know, because 5 years ago, an NFC West team won a game at home because they were a double-digit underdog. That means Buffalo will cover against New England
right.
5 years later. It seems almost ridiculous. Now, and the analogy is this: in the history of this, in the Super Bowl era, 15 teams that won the Super Bowl did not make the playoffs the following year. That's an alarmingly high number.
Sure.
Think about it, right?
Super Bowl 50, hangover.
52 yeah. Super Bowls, 15 of them didn't make it. That's almost 30%, right?
Absolutely. For these good teams, yeah, supposedly. Yeah.
So, and of course, it's been very recent that Denver won the Super Bowl in 2015, didn't make the playoffs. Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2012, didn't make the playoffs the following year. So it's a real danger. And in Philadelphia, I think, is in real danger of doing that again.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. 610-632-0975. Now, let me read. A tweet just came in at TWIPF Pat and at Joe Torti. Gary Radziak tweets in. I want you to react to this. Peyton Manning not clutch? He's the all-time NFL leader in fourth quarter comebacks with 43. To that, you say?
That he just blew my trivia question.
No! Oh, no.
You believe that, Tyler? My trivia question goes. Thanks.
What the hell's going on out here?
I'm sorry, Gary. You're too smart for this show.
How about that? Well, you know, he makes a good point about... Well, that's all right. I can.
You can adjust. I know that you're.
I guess I'll have to adjust.
You're on the fly. I know
that.
I'll
have to adjust. But boy, oh boy, how about that? Thanks, Gary.
This comes out of nowhere.
Thanks for being too smart a listener.
Off the top rope.
Well, that is true what he says. I guess you can't argue that too much. That is a good indication. But then, all right, let's extrapolate that. Now, Wentz, 1-8. Now, he's young yet. He's a young guy yet. How alarmed are you how he fixated on Alshon Jeffrey, I thought, especially in that fourth quarter? And that last series, I mean, that ball was intercepted. I don't know how they overturned that, Eric Reed.
That was absolutely an interception.
I mean, well, that's a ridiculous overturn. For God's sake, if the ball touched the ground, it grazed a blade or two. Is this what we're doing now? That ball was picked off. The Eagles, they escaped that. Second down, they gain 8 yards. You are in third and two, down territory. You have a million options, don't you?
You do.
Yeah. And instead, it's, wait a minute. I got to throw this ball to Alshon. Come on.
Well, so here's the thing about that play in particular that I'm never going to know. I'm never going to get to know. You need to talk to Wentz and be like, what happened? Like, what's actually going through your mind? Because if you need to know that he knows that you have two timeouts, you need to know that he knows that you only need the first down, you need to know that he saw Wendell Smallwood, like all of these things. But it's easy to just be like, he didn't trust Wendell Smallwood to make a catch in a big spot like that. He trusted Alshon Jeffrey. He trusted his arm strength, everything else. None of these are the correct answer for why that would happen, but at least it would explain it. We're all just kind of left scratching our heads to like, how in the world did this happen? That's what makes it so frustrating, I think.
That's true. That much is certainly true. But, I mean, Wentz showed an alarming... that whole four plays, I thought, and the one play that succeeded, the ball was out of his hands. He showed an alarming lack of, you know, what I call field generalship, or, you know, that it factor, if you will.
Right.
To get that ball in the end zone, they get a 48-yard pass interference penalty. They should have scored a touchdown there. You know, I mean, the way the game's played today, they get first down from the 22-yard line. You know, you got two timeouts, you got a minute 17 to go, you got to get 20 yards here. So I don't know. I believe, to go back to my original question here, Wentz is not regressing. He's not plateauing. He's still too young. But is he progressing fast enough? The way the game is played now, you know, it's just an open menu for a quarterback to play well. And there's so many of them playing well now, it's ridiculous. I mean,
yep.
They can dominate the game. The game is wide open for them. And I think it's a little bit alarming. The Eagles are 3-4 at this point. As you pointed out, statistically, he's doing just fine. He's doing just fine. But, I mean, you know, the Eagles, let me look at this a little bit here, Joey. The Eagles sit at 3-4 in their 7 games. They've scored 154 points, right?
Yep.
That's a 22 a game, right?
It is.
So, I mean, that's not exactly... Yeah, they're not exactly lighting them up there. Kansas City, 7 games, scored 260 points.
So it's team point production then that is kind of what we're looking at here.
Well, I think it's pretty important.
I can't think
of any other statistic that's more important than the number of points you're putting up.
So let me ask you then to follow up a loaded question, so I apologize. Is the reason that the Eagles are not putting up the number of points that they did a season ago, is the number one reason for that Carson Wentz? I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that the reason that they're not scoring all of those points is because the quarterback's been worse.
I would I would agree, but you cannot separate the two, right?
I agree.
You can't do it.
I agree with that.
He's the only guy on the field who touches the ball every single play. And there's just been too many games, and Philadelphia hasn't put enough points up. You mentioned that game last year against Denver. Last year, boy, every time they got the ball, it seemed like they were scoring a touchdown, right?
Truth.
And here they are, they're just, you know, it's laborious sometimes, you know, and it's either Ertz or Jeffrey. Ertz, Jeffrey, Ertz, Jeffrey. And if that connection isn't there, then out comes Jake Elliott to miss a 36-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
and please don't underestimate that, too. I know it was windy last week, but I mean, really, when the Eagles are faced with a fourth down and they're in the other team's 25-yard line or 20-yard line, they should just go for it.
I agree.
If they're between the 15 and the 22 and they got fourth down, just go for it, because this guy's going to miss. He's going to miss it.
I can't believe that they're not working out kickers, although every team in the league needs a kicker now, apparently, because no one can make anything.
I know, but I mean, if it's a 48-yarder, he'll make it.
Yeah, that's the truth.
But I don't know what it is psychologically with him. He can't make a 34-yard field goal. And, you know, could we have used those 3 points last week?
You bet. Now, can I share some numbers with you? If I share Peyton Manning numbers, I'm not going to mess up your next trivia question, am I?
No, you go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Here's what I would answer, right? The Colts have always been a good team. They had good kickers, Mike Vanderjagt, Vinatieri, during the Manning tenure. That's what fourth quarter comebacks look like sometimes. Some of Brett Favre's fourth quarter comebacks are ridiculous, where you get an interception at midfield, you'd go three and out just about and kick a really long field goal, and then that would count as a fourth quarter comeback, whatever. Here's what I think of in the playoffs. Home divisional playoff games, Peyton Manning's 2-5 all time. When favored in playoff games, this is one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Peyton Manning is 10-10.
Mm-hmm.
First playoff game in a 12-win season, 6-6. That's not what clutch looks like. That's why I say that Peyton, when you look at what Tom Brady or even Ben Roethlisberger have done in quote-unquote clutch situations, it's way better than what Peyton Manning
I think
done.
That's fair to say. Tim and I used to argue this all the time, but it's true. The statistical evidence is very, very substantial that Peyton just didn't deliver in the clutch. Now, you would not make that case about Carson, even in the tiny example you have with him now.
Right.
I think he's an excellent quarterback, and he's got many, many years to go. But I think within the window of 2018, I think he's got to be held accountable for a team that's only scoring 22 points a game when it's really flag football out there right
sure.
now. Sure. You know? But, you know, it's not the same team as they had last year, Joe. I mean, it isn't. You know, you look at the Darren Sproles hasn't played it down. You lost LeGarrette Blount. Now you lost Jay Ajayi. You lost Torrey Smith. You don't have any deep threat at all. Jason Peters is not the same tackle as he was.
No way.
So it is clearly a team that's got, you know, that's blown a tire. And so now the question becomes, and you and I are going to get into this in the next segment, is you're sitting at 3-4. And you got to get to 10 wins. Assuming you got to get to 10 now, if you're going to win this division, and we're going to compare the Eagles' schedule to Washington's, and it's not close, we're going to go through and see how they do it. Can they do it?
610-632-0975. Pat Callahan, Joe Torti, Sal Palantonio joining us. Chris Harris will join us, both in the 11 o'clock hour. This Week in Pro Football rolls on.
97.5, The Fanatic. NFL Week 8, and the Birds are at an alarming 3-4. After blowing a game at home, what can we expect from the Eagles in London versus the Jags? Join Jason Avant, Stephon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting early at 7 a.m. live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show.
Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in from Wembley Stadium.
After the game, it's Torti and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show.
All the pre and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
I need to build my dreams, to grab some grub, to pay with ease, to get a loan, to use my hands. Place to chill. A bank I can trust.
Whether you need to pay for lunch, transfer some funds, or improve your home, Tompkins Vist Bank has the mobile tools you need to make it easy. And since we're local, you can depend on us to treat you like friends and to support the community where you live. Tompkins Vist Bank, your local, mobile, remarkable community bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary four-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. The Artist Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Nardis Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Nardis Sales Company at Conshohocken, PA, or Sickleville, New Jersey. Also visit online at NardisSales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
It's Park Bank's 20th season, and they're gifting you $20 a month for 20 months to join the family. That's right. New Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders earn up to $400 to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit their anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free 866-727-5325 for details. Offer available to new Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
If you want Jeeps and more Jeeps for less, you gotta see Jeff now. Number one, Jeff D'Ambrosio, Destination Downingtown, is having the biggest Jeep sell down ever, with up to $5,000 off new Jeeps and payments as low as $99 a month. Wranglers, Grand Cherokees, Renegade, Cherokee, Compasses. Jeff has the Jeep you want. You only have to go to one place for the lowest price. Largest selection. That's Jeff D'Ambrosio, Destination Downingtown, during the Jeep Adventure Days.
Nobody beats Jeff Field.
2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude plus 4x4. 36-month lease with $49.95 down. Cash trade. 10,000 miles per year. Tax and tax additional. Must be in current lease with approved credit. Up to $5,000 off select Wranglers.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play Jacksonville in London this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Nick's driving through a nasty storm and counting down the minutes until it gets to his in-laws.
We're here.
But one thing he didn't count on? Being there an extra day because he didn't test his car battery.
Oh, no.
Think ahead. Think advance. At any time, one in four batteries is about to fail. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Are you ready to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses in the Philadelphia area? If so, here's an amazing opportunity for you. The NV Real Estate Academy has created a 3-step paper flip strategy that allows you to write an offer, sell the offer, and get paid. With this strategy, you'll learn how to flip a house without swinging a hammer or using any of your own cash or credit. Now, for a limited time, the NV Real Estate Academy would like to share this strategy with you for free. Call 1-800-614-2029 right now to get your free Hidden Treasures and Wholesale Properties kit and find out how you can get paid writing offers. Call 800-614-2029 now. And NV Real Estate Academy will also give you 4 free tickets to a training workshop, which also includes a free smartwatch and Nick Vertucci's new book, 7-Figure Decisions. All these gifts are free just for attending, plus an opportunity to network with like-minded investors. Call 800-614-2029. That's 800-614-2029 to get your free wholesale kit. Call now.
Yeah, this is Anthony Gargano, Tropicana Atlantic City. Brew it up more fun this October. Tonight, don't miss Tropicana's ultimate Halloween celebration, kicking off with the Rocky Horror Picture Show Time Warp Dance on the boardwalk, and continues into the night with costume contests, drink specials, and much, much more. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5, The Fanatic.
And now the Eagles go to work. Lance going deep for Jeffrey. There's a flag. Two flags are thrown out third.
But James Bradberry had to make this play. Better the penalty than the touchdown.
Absolutely. Defense, number 24.
Wentz on third down, throws to the end zone, broken up. Wentz scanned the field, had the pass knocked away, scooped up by Jason Peters.
Scooped up by, well, that was the call, let's give it to Jason Peters on fourth down. Callahan and Torty back here this week in pro football, 97.5 The Fanatic. We're at 610-632-0975. Just waxing about whether, you know, is Carson progressing fast enough the way the game is played today? And also, is there an institutional arrogance, a hubris within the Eagles organization that is also showing up in a 3-4 start?
Yeah, that's going to be a big problem, I think, to figure out. And we're trying to evaluate whether it's just individual success and everything else, the Super Bowl. Is it organization-wide? What is it? Len in Swedesboro trying to help us figure it out. Len, you're on This Week in Pro Football.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Len. All right, man. Yeah, let's talk about arrogance. There's one person showing arrogance for no reason, and that's Jim Schwartz. Let me break it down for you. Sidney Jones coming out of college was rated the top corner, one of the top corners coming out as an outside corner. Never played slot corner in his life. His body type doesn't say slot corner. Where does Jim Schwartz play him? At the slot. Now you got people saying, oh, Sidney Jones is not as good as we thought. No, because he's not playing his natural position. Jalen Mills played at DB University, LSU, where they teach you how to play defense. Played some safety. Ran a 4.6 40 because he doesn't have makeup speed. Where does Jim Schwartz play him? Outside. Avante Maddox has never played safety in his life. Coming out of college, he was looked at as a nickel cornerback. Where does Jim Schwartz play him? At safety. Rasul Douglas has made plays for us as a defense in his 2 years here. He gets on the field not one time last week. We bring a McDougal guy in who I don't know where they got him from to play, and he plays all his minutes. That's what I call arrogance right there for no reason.
So do you think, Len, that it's – you don't necessarily have a problem with all the people that are like, oh, Jim Schwartz needs to blitz, he needs to blitz, he needs to blitz. It's more of like how he deploys the defensive backs based on what their skill sets are and what their experience is.
Yes, you have to play – like Andrew used to say, I got to put players in a position to succeed, and he's not doing that. Ronald Darby runs a 4.3 40. He has no technique whatsoever. You play him off coverage, which doesn't take advantage of his speed. He got a receiver running at him full speed, which takes away his advantage. That's why we're seeing the double moves. You put him closer to the receiver, misdirect some routes. Now, he can run with anybody, but you're playing him off because Jim Schwartz, he's all about his scheme. I never thought I'd hate a coach more than I hate Chip Kelly. I found the coach that I hate more than Chip Kelly because they're both arrogant, stubborn guys who won't make any adjustments. One more thing.
Last week
when we played the Panthers, they had Bradberry traveling with Alshon Jeffrey. So every catch Alshon made was a tough catch, but you know, he was being challenged. You never hear Jim Schwartz like saying, okay, I'm going to put this guy on this guy all game because he makes no adjustments whatsoever. He's all about his scheme.
Len, good stuff,
right,
man.
Good job by Lenny there. And speaking, let me just parrot now on the DBs, because we were just talking about this in the break. Malcolm Jenkins, when his bona fides were challenged by Eric Reed during the national anthem, he felt somehow the need to be quoted saying that he, Malcolm Jenkins, can, quote, turn on the tape this week and our opponent and see Colin Kaepernick deserves a job. Now, whether Colin Kaepernick deserves a job, that's open to any kind of debate you want. But the fact is, why do you have to make a gratuitous remark like that, challenging and basically just insulting Blake Bortles when you're coming off a horrific loss? And so what do you want to do? You want to fire up a quarterback who's been atrocious so far this year, but he's been good in London. But let's fire him up right now in a game you absolutely have to win.
I just never see Bill Belichick do that. He's always like, well, Ryan Tannehill brings a whole lot to the table. You know what I mean? Blake Bortles brings a lot to the table. I mean, he's going to present a lot of challenges. For you never see the Patriots doing that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it's look, you shouldn't need bulletin board material as professionals. I get that. But the Eagles just won a Super Bowl on the strength of this underdog nonsense. Nobody believes in us, blah, blah, blah. No one likes us. We don't care. You're giving free bulletin board material to your opponent, who, by the way, has been really, really good in London.
Bortles' last three games in London, he's 8 touchdowns and 1 pick. All 3 wins, 34 points, 30 points, 44 points last year against a very good Ravens defense. Come on. Maybe you just stop with them stupid remarks and let's go win a game.
So here's the question I asked, too, and people didn't want to hear it last night. Maybe you do. You never hear about breaking ranks when people are winning and the locker room's all good and everything like that. Is it possible now that with things sliding the wrong way for the Eagles, that people are just kind of doing their own individual stuff? And for Malcolm Jenkins, he cares a whole lot about being called out by Eric Reed and everything else. Is it possible that either subconsciously or just in a moment of weakness or whatever, that Malcolm Jenkins' personal thing goes before the team in this one particular instance?
It did in that sentence, Joe. There's no question you're right.
Right?
It certainly did. And come on now. And you used Belichick, so it's a great point. Belichick would have looked at him and said, Malcolm, that's enough. That's enough of that. You know, let's get on to London here. And so I think that was just a mistake. I'll say this. Jenkins has played, I think he's played very hard and very well.
I agree.
So I want to just addend that, but come on now. Let's go. 610-632-0975. Let me roll out my trivia question, what's left of it. Advice here in shreds, Joey Bags, thanks to you. But and I got to exempt. What was this guy's name who tweeted in there, Gary?
Gary Radziak.
Gary, I'm sorry, Gary. You are exempt from answering this question because I'm just going to slightly edit what I was going to ask. And that is, in the history of the National Football League, all right, I wanted to know the 3 quarterbacks with the greatest number of game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime. Actually, it's since the merger. Since 1970, Peyton Manning has the most fourth-quarter comebacks. Name me the next 3. Name me the next 3 quarterbacks after Peyton who have engineered the most game-winning fourth-quarter or overtime drives since the merger. All right?
All right.
The winner gets a fabulous This Week in Pro Football. What are they called? Skull cap or something like that, right, Tyler? God, I'm out of here. But it's a very nice gift that I would never wear, but young people would certainly do it. All right, look, before we get back to the phones, Joe, the Eagles are 3-4. We were just talking about the fact they better get to 10 wins. Let's compare the Eagles' schedule rest of the way with that of Washington.
Sure.
Washington's played one less game. They're sitting at 4-2. Here's the Eagles' schedule. I want you to tell me where there's 10 wins. At Jacksonville, I think, is going to be a win.
Okay. I'll concur.
All right. Then it's home to Dallas. I think that will be a win.
Okay. I'll buy that.
At New Orleans, I think it's going to be a loss.
Okay. So they're 5-5 at that point.
Home against the Giants, they better win that one.
Okay.
6-5. Home against Washington, this is obviously a crucial game. I think they'll win it.
I do not see them winning that game, but I can see that they need to. Yeah.
All right. So I have the Eagles going 4-1 in their next 5, and they better do it. Because now they're sitting at 7-5. Now, in order to get the 10 wins, though, they still got to win 3 of the next 4, Joe. And here you go. At Dallas, at the Rams, home to Houston, at Washington. I don't know if there's 3 wins in there.
And you were, I wasn't. You were being optimistic with the next couple of games.
Yeah.
So even with your optimistic look, you still got to take 3 of those down the stretch to get to 10.
You got it right.
This isn't going to happen.
Yeah, man, you're right. I am going 4-1 off a fourth quarter collapse against a very pedestrian offensive opponent.
Yeah.
So you're certainly right. But I don't know. That's a tough closing stretch. At Dallas, at the Rams, home against a suddenly waking up Houston team, and then at Washington, which is, as you pointing out, is going to be a difficult game. Now, here's Washington's. They're 4-2.
Yes.
Their last 10, they play one team with a winning record. At the Giants, home to Atlanta, at Tampa, then home to Houston. And then they're finished at Dallas, at Philly, the Giants, at Jacksonville, at Tennessee, home to Philadelphia. I think it's going to be pretty easy for the Redskins to win 6 of those games.
You'd rather have their schedule. There's no question.
That's right.
You would even give up the game to have that schedule. You'd think that there'd be if Washington's one game up, you'd give up that game in order to just keep that schedule. They have the game and the schedule. This isn't going to be easy.
No, it's
there's no way.
Not. It's certainly not. You and I were almost joking at the start of the season about the Redskins, and they're such an anonymous opponent, you know, led by the all-time, you know, Andy Griffith quarterback in NFL history, Alex Smith, you know, just anonymous go-along, get-along type guy. But here we go. You know, he's a great regular season quarterback, and that's what we're talking about here.
610-632-0975. We're going to get to Scott next. And, of course, we want to make sure that you get in on the trivia question.
Yes, thank you, Joey. What's left of it? Except for Gary, I want you to name me, besides Peyton Manning, who's number one, the next three quarterbacks, the most game-winning fourth quarter or overtime drives since the merger.
He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti. This Week in Pro Football, we'll be back after this.
97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for kegs and eggs at the Fanatic London pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 7 a.m.
Yeah, baby!
Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Then stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Natalie and Andrew. This week's big prize is a VIP experience, including a chauffeured evening and a Rolls Royce, dinner for two, and tickets to a Sixers game courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals.
Must be present to win. Drawing at the end of halftime.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Watch the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, attention, neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon.
Hmm?
Is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank, understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Hershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Would you like to see actual magic? All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and prepare to be amazed. We make junk disappear right before your eyes. All you have to do is point, send us a signal, and we'll be there in clean, shiny trucks
and snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at anything you wish was gone. Gone! We're really good at this. All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The Philadelphia Flyers Corona Extra Beach House Package is available now for select October and November games. Starting at just $99, this package will give you a ticket to the game, plus all-inclusive food and beer pregame throughout the second intermission in the Corona Extra Beach House located on ice level. You can't beat this incredible package at an all-for-one price. Grab Corona Extra Beach House packages today at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
This is Jason Martinez, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with the major financial questions. Do I have enough saved for retirement? Have I put enough money away for my children's education? Can I afford a new home? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you. proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Text and text additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 27-month leases. $36.95 due at signing. Offer includes 1,500 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. 40% off used 2018 Buick LaCrosse. Qualifications exist. Offers expire 10/31/18. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
It's FC CURBACK Buick GMC's leftover model year closeout. Save up to 40% off original MSRP. Just $97 down or $97 a month. Lease a new 2019 GMC Terrain or 2019 Buick Encore. Plus, stop in through month end and enter for our vintage 1977 MG convertible. No purchase necessary. Yes, lease a new 2019 GMC Terrain or Buick Encore. Just $97 down or $97 a month. FC Curbank has 250 GMCs and Buicks to choose. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Your choice. Lease new 2019 Terrain or Encore. Just $97 down or $97 a month at FC Curbeck. Online at FCCurbeckBuickGMC.com.
Come join us.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds travel to Wembley Stadium in London for this Sunday's matchup versus Jacksonville. The sky should be partly cloudy at game time with temps in the mid to lower 50s. There is a slight chance of a passing shower towards the end of the fourth quarter, but there is only a 25% chance of that. Temps will be in the upper 40s by game's end. If you're traveling to the game, dress warmly.
Join us for the Fanatic pregame show and viewing party every game day at Sugar House Casino. And watch the game on our HD projection screen. Sponsored by Dietz & Watson and Linden Italian Market. This year's champion of Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit RealPhillyDeli.com. The home of Brian Westbrook. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of.
This Week in Pro Football, how about it? Callahan and Torta here on This Week in Pro Football, week number 8 in the National Football League. There's a couple thrillers coming up this week. Joe, I know you're excited about San Francisco at Arizona.
Be locked in.
Monday night, New England at Buffalo. Don't miss that one. That's going to be a seat squirmer. All right? And make sure you DVR Indy at Oakland. Boy, some lousy games in the NFL week number 8.
Well, you know that sometimes they're just going to be the yawners and the laughers, and this is one of those weeks. By the way, I answered your trivia question with such confidence, such oozing, overwhelming confidence.
He sat back there like I was asking, you know, John Facenda. I'm asking this question. Is that, you know, he's lecturing Tyler on whether he's right or wrong. Meanwhile, he's completely wrong.
I was completely wrong. I was 33% incorrect. Absolutely right. So we'll see if Scott has better luck. Scott in Barrington's next. Hey, Scott.
Brother Joe, what's going on?
I've been better. How are you, Scott?
Not bad. Brother Pat, what's happening?
All right, Scott. I'm doing well. Thank you very much, and thanks for checking in with us.
Yes, sir. No problem. Enjoy listening to you guys. Where do we start with tomorrow? I guess my two questions to you is, do you think we would have a different record if we brought inside outside help me, like these guys who are like supposed to be free agents, like a Bell or like a receiver? You think that would make a difference, or you think we will still probably be in the same position that we are now?
Well, one of the biggest reasons, Scott, I think, for the Eagles' struggles offensively, like running back's a position that people point to, they're down so many wide receivers that you've got slot wide receivers playing on the outside. If you had a wide receiver in there just playing that speed position that Torrey Smith played and that Mike Wallace was supposed to play, I think the offense would look pretty different. I really do.
Yeah. Do you think if, unfortunately, the Cowboys got Amari Cooper, you think he would be a big contributor to us?
No, I'd say, Scott, and I would say no to that. I've, as a fantasy owner of Amari Cooper for a couple of years now, I would say no. He's a possession receiver. But I don't see, like, the Jags went out and got Hyde for a fifth-round pick. Couldn't we have gotten DeSean Jackson for a similar number? I mean, couldn't we have reached that and gotten somebody who could stretch the damn field and be a good receiver? So in answer to your question, yes. I mean, I think talent, when you upgrade your talent, you're going to be better, right? That's pretty elementary.
Okay. Thanks for the answer. Last but not least, fellas, thanks for taking my call. Be safe out there. God bless. On offense, who's got to step up for tomorrow's game for the Eagles? And on defense, who's got to step up? Fellas, to answer, let's go Eagles. See what happens.
All right, Scott. Thanks a lot, man. You want to take defense or offense, Pat?
I'll take offense, and I will say, of course, and this will shock you, about number 11. He should dominate Blake Bortles, right? He should dominate him. I said this to you even when you remember last week we were joking about that New England-Chicago game, and I said that Brady was 10 points better than Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, Wentz is 10 points better. Mm-hmm. Than Blake Bortles, and he's got to show it tomorrow, and they come out with a win.
On defense, I will say it's a little bit of a cop-out, but Fletcher Cox and the defensive line in general need to be better than they've been.
You're right.
That was expected to be the strength of the team.
You are correct.
It's not been at all.
We keep hammering the offense, but the defense is equally culpable.
Let's go to Sal in Plymouth Meeting. Wants to give your trivia question a crack. What's going on, Sal?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Joe.
All right, Sal. You're going to answer this question, and you promised me you're answering it with no computer screen in front of you, right?
No, it's pretty obvious. It's some of the older players that have been around for a while on good teams. I mean, you got Tom Brady, you got Ben Roethlisberger, and you got Drew Brees. I mean, they've been around for the long.
All right, what's a good guess? You didn't quite nail it, though. Yeah, you didn't quite nail it, Sal. But it wasn't a bad guess at all. All right, but he didn't get it. So somebody answer this question, 610-632-0975. A little NFL, by the way, the trivia question is presented by the good folks at Tompkins Bank. And how about a little NFL preview, Tyler, presented by M&T Bank. Texans beat the Dolphins Thursday night. The Dolphins, I think, played a good game. Down 35-20, 7 minutes left. You have fourth down inside the other team's 20. What do you do? Kick a field goal, right, Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, you're down two scores. What you want to do is you want
to
make sure you stay down two scores.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Miami. God, I can't stand that franchise. It's terrible. All right, that's only a few games worth even looking at, I think. Washington is at the Giants. Washington, a one-point favorite against your New York Giants.
That should terrify all Washington fans in the area. You should be afraid. Be very afraid.
All right. There's something wrong there. I don't know. Washington, a chance now. They got the window. Windows open for them to become the team in the NFCs. Baltimore at Carolina. I just don't know. These are two teams. It's an interesting game. Both coming off, Baltimore coming off a horrible loss to the Saints. Carolina coming off a shocking win against Philadelphia.
Death, taxes, and Justin Tucker missing an extra point in a big spot? I would expect that's not going to happen again. How does Carolina respond after an emotional win? They did well before with a big field goal against the Giants. We'll see about Baltimore.
Green Bay at the Rams. We're going to talk to Sal about this game. He is out in Los Angeles. Rams, a 9-point favorite here. The most anonymous 7-0 team, I think, in NFL history.
Anonymous, huh?
I mean, they're never on TV. Nobody talking. All we talk about is Patrick Mahomes, for God's sake. This is an interesting game. It's hard to believe you give Aaron Rodgers 9 points.
It's the largest underdog score ever for Aaron Rodgers in his career.
There you go. And the Sunday night game, New Orleans travels again to Minnesota to reprise that horrifying divisional playoff loss that they suffered there on the last play of the game. I like the Saints here. I think, assuming that Sean Payton lets Drew Brees have the ball, I think the Saints will outscore Minnesota.
You talked about all the bad games that we've had on the slate. This is the one. You're willing to wade through all of the bad games in order to get to this one, right? Sunday night. Looking forward to it.
All right, how about we see? Does somebody know more about football than Joe Torre? Let's see.
Definitely. Austin in Glassboro might be the one. Hey, Austin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay. Right, Austin.
So I was waiting for someone to try and answer, see if they can get it wrong and kind of whittle the list down for me. I think that the two constants are going to be Brady and Brees. And the last one, I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to say Marino.
Oh, man, that is really close. That is really
sure
close. Austin, nice effort. He's not quite there, ladies.
I think someone on the show guessed that exact trio.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Wasn't me.
That's right. But anyway, how about we do a little Did You Know here, presented by Bryn Mawr Trust, talking about Justin Tucker. He had made 300 straight kicks of 33 yards or less before Sunday. 300 straight kicks. And it's unbelievable. And if you saw the kick, it looked right down the middle when it left his foot.
Sure did.
And maybe the wind took it. I don't know. I want to talk to Sal, too, about the Raiders and Giants. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, Joe. I think you don't see much in the NFL now, fire sales. You see it in other sports. You don't really see it in football. It'll be interesting now if this thing takes root. GM Reggie McKenzie, all right, his 12 of his 12 first and second round picks since he's become GM of the Raiders, only three are still Raiders. Now, that is an indictment of why is a team, what are the Raiders, 1-5 or 1-6, whatever they are. Why are they that? Well, 1-5. That's why. You know, you just can't mess that up. And then your beloved Cleveland Browns. The Browns this year, they have played four games. They've played seven games. Four of them have gone to overtime.
Yes.
Four of them. And in six of the seven, other than a blowout loss to L.A. Chargers, in the other six games, their combined point differential, 16.
Wow.
That's how close the Browns play you, which is, I guess, is a testament to the fact that they play it tough, but thanks to having Hugh Jackson as your coach, they never win.
Yeah, are they still bad? I guess I don't understand. They're talented and they're playing tighter, but they're not winning. Does that mean that they're still bad?
I can point to one reason why, you know, maybe that gets rectified at the end of the season, but some interesting numbers there for at least the Cleveland Browns anyway. I think they're off this week. The Browns are, but it'd be interesting talking to Sal about, and talking to you maybe in the second hour about the trade at Cooper going to Dallas and about what the Giants are doing and whether that's going to take root in the NFL as analytics sweeps the landscape. You know,
all of that and more coming up as the 11 o'clock hour approaches this week in pro football on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Flyers, Islanders, today at 1 on your home for Philadelphia Flyers hockey, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Pat Callahan here to tell you that Cantor Novak Beaver & Pike is a full-service CPA firm with offices in Pennsylvania and New Jersey offering first-rate accounting, audit, and tax services. They focus on helping clients achieve their business and financial goals, from startup operation to long-term financial planning. For more information, please call Terry Cantor or Dan Pike at 215-550-2954. Or visit them on the web at www.cnbpcpas.com.
In celebration of our hometown heroes and Park's 20th birthday, they're giving new customers Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders $20 a month for 20 months to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit the anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free at 866-727-5325 for more details. Offer available to new Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
One vision. One story, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Bryn Mawr Trust, and we're one team with one goal, to help you grow financially, one decision at a time, whether it's buying a home, building wealth, or protecting what you've worked for. BMT personalizes financial solutions tailored to fit your specific needs, making tomorrow's goal a reality with one vision, one story, one BMT. Build on tomorrow today. Visit us online at BMT.com.
John Dorenbos, a Philly fan favorite, returns to Sugar House Casino after a run of sellout shows. On November 2nd and 3rd, this America's Got Talent finalist and former All-Pro athlete will mesmerize with his one-of-a-kind act. Watch as John Dorenbos weaves a spell that combines magic, comedy, and football for a truly amazing and memorable entertainment experience. On sale now. For tickets, visit SugarHouseCasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play Jacksonville in London this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Natalie Eggen off here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager, and he is truly committed to this great cause. If my TurnersvilleJeep.com tweet reaches 500 retweets, he'll donate an extra $500. Now's a great time to save during Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days. So stop in today and see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on the site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
you know how old your water heater is? Most water heaters only last about 10 years, and 70% of all water heaters get replaced in an emergency. That's not exactly convenient. What is convenient is that the Home Depot has the most advanced Rheem water heaters with the latest technology. If yours is about 10 years old, it's time for an upgrade. And time to get a Rheem water heater. Peace of mind included. Now that's convenient. Only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here for hour number two of This Week in Pro Football. 97.5, The Fanatic. You know, there's a movement afoot nationwide to make Halloween officially the last Saturday in October instead of on the 31st.
Uh-huh.
And where's your stance on that volatile issue, Joe?
Could not be more anti that issue. I think any chance that you have the opportunity to dress up in school or to get candy in school, stuff like that, costumes, I'm going to embrace that. I don't need it moved to a Saturday.
There you go. All right. I want to get this guy's opinion on the subject of the day, too, the host of the NFL Matchup Show and, of course, the author of Philly Special. And that is Sal Palantonio calling from the left coast. Good morning, Sal.
Oh, good morning. How are you, Pat?
All right.
Things out there, Philly, been at Los Angeles. It's a beautiful day here. Fantastic. Getting ready for Packers and your L.A. Rams.
That's right. A rematch of the 1967 game when Tony Guillory blocked that punt and the Rams went on to win 27-24. I know you remember that game well, Sal, don't you?
You know, Joe, Pat asked me for a throwback Rams hat. So I have been looking for an original throwback Rams hat. Time I go into one of those lid stores out here. They look at me like I'm from another planet. Oh, like, man. What? Hey, Grandpa, what are you talking about, Grandpa?
I know. It's terrible. And don't get me one of those wide-brimmed ones either, Sal. I don't want to look that. I'm too old to look
if
like a rap star.
If I can find one, I'll find anything I can find. I'll bring it back.
That'll have to work. That's right. Exactly right.
Well, I appreciate that very much. So let's get started here, Sal. Thanks for getting up so early here to do this. But I wanted to just get your take just to start. Tell me what your thoughts were as that fourth quarter unfolded last week. And how, given what happened the week before and the general era of good feeling that consumed the Eagles locker room after the win against the Giants, how surprised were you by what happened in that fourth quarter?
Shocked. I think it's definitely the worst loss of the Doug Peterson era. It's one of the worst losses that I've ever seen at Lincoln Financial Field, notwithstanding the loss in the NFC Championship game to the Carolina Panthers and, you know, losing to the Bucs, of course, after the Bucs won the Super Bowl. That was pretty bad. But this was right up there as one of the top three losses, and certainly the worst. And we had just come off the worst Doug Peterson loss, and that was in Nashville against the Titans. You know, I think, you know, you have to look at it pretty objectively with Carson Wentz. Now, in his 34-game professional career, by my count, he's had 9 game-winning drives, opportunities, and I only really think he's cashed in on one of those, one of the 9. So the one against he's had 2 this year, Titans and Eagles. And, you know, when you got the ball down in the red zone with 4 downs to work with and you're Carson Wentz and you're healthy, you need to get the team into the end zone. Yeah, almost threw an interception, you know, and missed an open receiver in Wendell Smallwood in the left flat. And then, of course, the sack fumble. And so I think it's Carson's literally got to get to the point where the rust, and he needs to start producing, especially late in games. You know, the numbers are pretty daunting. In 5 games, he's lost 4 fumbles. He only had 3 lost fumbles all of last year in the 13 games that he played. So he's already got 4. He's fumbled the ball 6 times and lost 4 of them in 5 games. Part of it is he's getting sacked and hit too much. No question. And I don't see him being as mobile, subtly mobile in the pocket. Maybe that's a result of the knee injury. Maybe he just lacks the confidence to move around. But he's already been sacked 17 times, which puts him on a pace for 47 sacks in 14 games. In 13 games last year, he only had 28 sacks, only sacked 28 times. So we're talking about as many as 20 more sacks. And he's been hit 43 times while throwing or running this year, fourth most in the NFL. And the other guys are all real mobile quarterbacks, Mariota, Deshaun Watson, and Cam Newton. So he's getting hit way too much, and he's been way too sloppy with the football.
Sal, I was thinking of you in the fourth quarter because before the game started, you were talking about how Cam Newton, if you give him an inch, he can take a mile, and he hadn't done much through three quarters, but in the fourth quarter leads the comeback. As far as you saw it, and I know that it's tough to say, oh, the Panthers did all this right and the Eagles did all this wrong, but what happened in the fourth quarter as far as you saw it?
Yeah, that's individual play by individual play. The fourth down was a blitz, the fourth and 10. The blitz gets home, but they can't bring him down because he's just so big and so strong. And he finds Torrey Smith, and Jalen Mills slips, misses a tackle, and they get the big gain. And, you know, that's obviously just bad luck and bad execution. And, you know, when you get to a guy like that, you got to bring him down, but he's hard to bring down. And he made a big play. Hats off to Cam for sure. The other thing is, if you go back and look at it, and we do a great job on the matchup show tomorrow, Greg Cosell in particular, and Matt Bowen, looking at just how the Panthers use Christian, you know, North Turner now for the first time in his career as an offensive coordinator, a long career as an offensive coordinator, started with the Cowboys and Troy Aikman. We all know who North Turner is. Now he's got a mobile quarterback to work with. And when you have to account for a mobile quarterback, a guy who can really run, and you use the kind of misdirection that they have, and you got a guy like Christian McCaffrey who's so elusive and so quick, you're going to be able to get some big plays. And that's exactly what happened. The Eagles were just not ready for it. And, you know, that's not good.
All right, Sal. So I was talking with Joe earlier in the show about how, you know, again, and I mentioned it, after the win against the Giants, we're back, and yeah, there's this feeling in the locker room, et cetera, et cetera. Just seemingly, Sal, almost immediately after a terrible loss, as you just referenced it, Malcolm Jenkins hurls a gratuitous insult at the starting quarterback of the team you're playing the very next week. So my question to you is there, has a little institutional like hubris or arrogance crept into the organization this year as a result of that Super Bowl win where they're just thinking, you know what, we're the Eagles and you're not the Eagles and what are you doing trying to beat us? I mean, is there any such thing that you're noticing now within that team?
So you're saying we went from hangover to hubris?
Well, I think we're still in the H's, all right? So we got a ways to go, but yeah, I think...
Yes, I'm not sure, Pat. You know, we had the hangover period. We had the mental errors where veteran players were making rookie mistakes. We had now we're in the midst of these defensive lapses. And, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, just where we have to roll. If we can just roll our helmet out there, we put our chin straps on, we can beat anybody. I think that the difference between this team and last year's Super Bowl winner is really simple. This Eagles team is just not responding to challenges and adversity like last year's team. Last year's team, the hallmark of that Super Bowl championship team was its resilience. No Super Bowl team in history faced greater adversity or greater loss than the 2017 Super Bowl champs. And this team just doesn't act. They just don't. And so now they're put into a position where they got to beat a very bad, very desperate football team. They got to travel to another continent to do it. It's crazy. It's a total survival Sunday in week 8. So whatever hubris they might have had, I'm sure that's been knocked out of them pretty good by the coaching staff and the leaders on this team. you're in total survival Sunday mode in week 8. You gotta definitely lace them up and get ready for a dogfight, because the Jaguars depleted as and Jaguars.
Sal's phone's breaking up. Oh, we got you back. You're okay.
The Eagles have just so much more talent than the Jaguars. Right. So now they have to overcome all these psychological barriers that they put in place. And maybe there is some hubris. Maybe a lot of it was hangover, whatever it is, the mental lapses. And they just got to say, hey, we need to survive and advance. That's it.
So now, Sal, that does bring us to the game, and obviously you laid out all of the challenges facing both of the teams. With Jacksonville, you've got a team that's in like pretty much a must-win spot of their own. They've been good in London. The Eagles in a certified must-win game. What do you expect?
Well, I don't know what to expect. I really don't, because as Pat laid it out, you know, we've gone through a series of mental challenges for this football team, and now they've come to the ultimate one. So who knows how they're going to respond? I think this is one of the most interesting, intriguing games of the Doug Peterson era, if not the most, because now it's laid in front of them. I mean, they can't lose this game. You can't go 3-5 because that means you got to go at least 7-1 in the final 8 games of the year in order to get the 10 wins. I do think it'll take 10 to win the division. So even if it's 6-2, that's still pretty hard.
Sure.
Considering you got to go to New Orleans and L.A.
We were charting that earlier, Sal. It's a daunting situation that they've got here, but you're right.
They cannot lose. They lose. I mean, they slip into irrelevancy. I put NFL teams, the 32 NFL teams, into 4 categories every year. Good, relevant, irrelevant, and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, they are on the cusp of irrelevancy.
Right. But they go into this game tomorrow. You talked about last year and their resilience. I think there's another thing that they had last year that they didn't have, and that's enough talent. They go into the game tomorrow without Darren Sproles, LeGarrette Blount, Jay Ajayi, Torrey Smith, and a greatly reduced Jason Peters in terms of offense. And I think it's getting cumulatively tough for them to overcome that, because I'm not sure there's enough offensive talent. They used to lay waste to teams last year. You remember the Denver game, Joe, like you said. And I'm not sure they have the ability to do that this year. They're averaging 22 points a game.
Yep, and I totally agree with you, 2,000%. But having said that, Pat, they've lost 2 games, one in overtime and one in the fourth quarter, due to the defense.
Right.
I mean, they didn't score enough points, for sure, to overcome defensive lapses. No question. But listen, I mean, and the other game that they lost really is because J.J. fumbled on the 5-yard line. So they are not that far away. But here's the thing. If you were going to ask me the one thing that has to happen in this football game, it's really simple to me. They got to protect number 11, and he has to protect the football. Bottom line, they do that, they will do enough to beat Jacksonville. That's not enough to beat the Rams or the Chiefs or the Packers or the Saints, but that's enough to beat Jacksonville. And all we need to do tomorrow, all they need to do tomorrow, is survive and advance.
All right. All right, talking with Sal Powell, who's out on the left coast. And Sal, you are covering what is really, I think, the game of the day. And but looking at Green Bay, 0-2 on the road, and they're going up against a team with a 107-point differential between points for, points against. And you know what? I think the Rams are still kind of anonymous to most of the country, Sal. They're never on national TV. And they, you know, they don't get into those time slots for whatever reason. But, I mean, how good are they? And can Green Bay maybe backdoor their way to an upset here?
I don't think so. I don't think the Packers can beat the Rams out here. It just has a feel of Wisconsin coming out for the Rose Bowl and getting rolled up. This Rams team is really good. You know, they're the only team in the NFL in the top 5 in points scored and points allowed. So, you know, let's not forget about their defense. It gets after the quarterback. And you look at what the Packers do offensively, past 2 games, Aaron Rodgers has thrown the ball at least 50 times in each of those two games. It's all about A-Rod. And that means I'm just, if I'm Wade Phillips, I'm just sending wave after wave after number 12. That's all I'm doing. I'm blitzing as soon as I get off the freeway.
Sal, looking at the rest of the NFC East, obviously the Giants are in the middle of a tough season for them. But the news of the week really is that the Giants make the move for, or the Cowboys rather, make the move for Amari Cooper, giving up a first round pick. When you initially heard that deal, what did you think of it? And if your opinions change now, how's it shifted?
I don't think the deal is a bad deal for the Cowboys. You know, Amari Cooper is a young man, and they really need a wide receiver. Pat, you mentioned the Eagles. They're 22nd in the league in scoring. Here's the rest of the NFC East. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Redskins are 25th in the league in scoring. The Cowboys are 26th in the league in scoring. The Giants are 27th. So while there's been this total offensive explosion, while the Chiefs are scoring 37 points a game, the Saints are scoring 34 points a game, the Rams are scoring 34 points a game, the Patriots are scoring 30 points a game, Pittsburgh scoring 30 points a game, the NFC East is totally in the dark ages. And if you look at Dallas now, Dallas is second in the league in points allowed. So their defense has played consistently well all year long. They're only giving up 17 points a game. So if you get Amari Cooper and maybe you loosen the reins a little bit and you say, all right, even if Amari Cooper is a decoy and you get the safety out of the box and now you loosen things up for Zeke Elliott and now Dak Prescott's finding Beasley on those crossing routes more and more, that's a pretty good combination. So Dallas was desperate and they had to make the move. And they think that they can still steal the division. So, I think it was a good move for the Cowboys. It's not a move that I would have made for the Eagles because I look at this Eagles team and I see glaring problems that need to be addressed in the draft next year. Glaring. Running back, left tackle, corner, pass rusher. Go down the list.
Yep. Yeah.
Wide receiver. I didn't even mention wide receiver, game-breaking wide receiver.
And meanwhile, they're looking at that Wentz's contract coming up on the horizon, and said you're right, they're going to get squeezed a little bit. But back to Dallas, Sal, you're right. They were desperate. They were made more desperate to make that deal by, I thought, a horrendous officiating call last week, which combined with Jason Garrett, with Jason Garrett's normal Army football coaching mentality, cost them that game. You know, I thought because that, come on, a snap infraction. But anyway, how about
Joe, you can always tell when we get into minute 17 of my appearance on This Week in Pro Football that Pat Callahan says, horrendous.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still stuck in the H. Every word I say starts with H. All right, so how about the. And that's where Joe's going in the pick segment. I want to tell that. But anyway, how about we get to the top five here, brought to you by our buddy Pat McConney from Annie Mac Home Mortgage. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing your existing mortgage and lowering your payment, give Pat a call so we can hold your hand throughout the whole process. You can reach him at 267-474-6379. Annie Mac is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 338-923. And yes, I've got to say that number. The top five this week, we're going to go very straight right by the book here. Top five NFL teams right now, and we're going to let the left coast guy go first. Sal, rattle
him
off.
Thank you very much. Well, you have to go with Pat Callahan's Los Angeles.
Very good. Very good, Joe. Very good, Sal.
It's okay, Pat. It's, as I mentioned, the only team in the top five in points scored and points allowed. So got to go with the Rams. Two, Kansas City Chiefs. Three, okay. New Orleans Saints. Four, New England Patriots, and number five, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, that's that five slot that's interesting. Joe?
Sal and I are on the same wavelength. The only difference is that I have the Saints and the Patriots flipped. So I have Rams, Chiefs, Saints, Patriots, Steelers.
Okay, all right. I do have the Patriots second. I mean, they did beat Kansas City. Now, I know that the game was in New England, but I just can't take Andy Reid over Bill Belichick. I don't care what time of the year it is. There's just no way I could rank Andy over Bill. So I got Patriots 2, Chiefs 3, Saints 4. I got Minnesota 5. I still think they're going to get that together. And I think Cousins is a big plus for them. I really do. They're going to be a tough out come January for somebody.
Yeah.
And,
you look at it, boy, oh boy. As we said, week one on this show, the NFC is loaded up.
Yeah.
Loaded up.
Yeah.
Saints,
yep.
Rams,
Vikings,
Vikings. Minnesota.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And
Green Bay.
Packers are not, when you have Rodgers, that's always tough.
So it's an XL, really, probably 7.5, that type size. All right. So if you're a little late for the game, no problem. Just find the hat and. Or maybe take one off somebody on the Rams sideline. That would be fine. That'd be fine too. All right. But appreciate it very much. The book is called, of course, what is the book called?
Philly Special.
Philly Special. And it's still available on Amazon. Still doing well, Sal?
Yeah, Philly Special, the inside story of how the Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship. We are now in our third printing. And had a big signing at Barnes & Noble in Marlton, New Jersey this week. A lot of people came out. Thank you very, very much to all those folks that came out. And we've got more on the horizon I'll tell people about in the coming weeks. We have a big, big push for the Christmas shopping.
All right. Appreciate that very much, Sal. Thanks for coming on. And have a safe flight back, all right?
Okay, brother.
All right. There he is, Sal Palantonio. Joining us on This Week in Pro Football. Feels good about your Rams, by the way. Yeah. Consensus, number one.
Well, I mean, I think they got to be, right? But, I mean, boy, to rank Andy over Bill, I don't know, Joey.
Yeah.
I don't know. Huh? I mean, see, you're falling victim. You're succumbing to that, this media thing where the Chiefs are on TV every week and you just, that freeway football that they're playing, it does kind of lull you to...
Well, I'll say this. If I had to pick games, I would say that the Patriots were going to beat the Chiefs head-to-head more often than not. Right. Chiefs don't have to play the Patriots every single week, and I think that show travels.
That's fair to say, but maybe you're right. I'm projecting a little bit into January. When those two teams if they do play in January, I know who I'm picking. Right?
I'm on board with you. I'm right there with you, son.
It is not Andy. All right, look, my trivia question still out here, gang. Everybody's dancing around at 610-632-0975. I wanted somebody to name me besides Peyton, who's number one, the next three quarterbacks who have the most game-winning fourth-quarter overtime drives since the merger. All right, 610-632-0975. We got Harris coming up, talk some fantasy football. But Sal was, and you mentioned it, we're kind of focusing on the offense, but defensively, you mentioned Fletcher Cox. Somebody has to, that's a guy, Bortles, you've got to beat him tomorrow, right? I mean, it's not complicated to beat Blake Bortles, is it?
Teams have figured it out.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of teams who have done it over the course of his career. I'm with, in a spot like this, it says a whole lot. In a must-win game against a team that is reeling, it says a ton to me about the Eagles if they're not able to beat Blake Bortles. It says a ton.
It really does. It really does. And I think Sal's right. And I guess you wouldn't disagree, right? If they lose this game tomorrow, and you can write it off. I mean, 3-5 with the kind of schedule they have in the second half of the year, Joe, I just don't see them being able to rise from those ashes.
By the way, before we hit the break, Dom tweets in on Twitter, and you can follow the show on Twitter at TWIPFPat and at Joe Torty. Can you guys repeat the question?
Oh, I just did it. Just did it, Dom. Besides Peyton Manning, who Gary gave away and Torty gave away in the first minute of the show, naming the next three quarterbacks with the most game-winning fourth-quarter or overtime drives since the merger.
A lot of qualifiers. Pay attention to the instructions. The instructions got me. Pat Callahan, Joe Torty, This Week in Pro Football. We'll be back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right. I'm ready this time, Joe. Joe's frantically pointing at me. I got it ready. Good friend of mine, Joe Calabro, has been a leader and commercial lender in the Southeast PA market for over 27 years. Joe's a market executive First Bank, which is a local bank that understands the challenges of businesses and can make local decisions in a timely manner. Not only is Joey a banker that I know can get business done, he embraces a rare quality that has been lost in the lending industry, and that quality is building meaningful relationships with clients. To Joe and First Bank, goals are important, but helping businesses meet their financing and cash flow needs is their focus. Joe and his team always go above and beyond to work with their clients and strive to have their best interests in mind. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a commercial bank for your business, stop in and see Joe or any member of his team in his Westchester office located at 121 North Walnut Street. Better yet, Give him a call, 484-881-3810. That's 484-881-3810. Joe will come to see you. First Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
NFL Week 8, and the Birds are at an alarming 3-4. After blowing a game at home, what can we expect from the Eagles in London versus the Jags? Join Jason Avant, Stephon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting early at 7 a.m. live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show.
Listen for the Fanatics' Tim McManus checking in from Wembley Stadium.
After the game, it's Torty and Stasak. He'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show.
All the pre and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
What if I told you the key to success is to focus on one? One vision, one story. One BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Brimar Trust, and we have one focus, you. Whether you're expanding your business, buying a home, investing, protecting or managing your wealth, BMT has all your financial solutions under one roof, and you work with one team who knows your goals and your story. Start with one. One vision, one story, one BMT. Visit us online at BMT.com.
Joe Torty from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 27-month leases. $36.95 due at signing. Offer includes 1,500 GM competitive lease rebate if qualified. 40% off used 2018 Buick LaCrosse. Qualifications exist. Offers expire 10/31/18. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
It's FC Kerbeck Buick GMC's leftover model year closeout. Save up to 40% off original MSRP. Just $97 down or $97 a month. Lease a new 2019 GMC Terrain or 2019 Buick Encore. Plus, stop in through month end and enter for our vintage 1977 MG convertible. No purchase necessary. Yes, lease a new 2019 GMC Terrain or Buick Encore. Just $97 down or $97 a month. FC Kerbeck has 250 GMCs and Buicks to choose. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Your choice. Lease new 2019 Terrain or Encore. Just $97 down or $97 a month at FC Kerbeck. Online at FCKerbeckBuickGMC.com.
Come join us.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play Jacksonville in London this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Maria spent 60 hours working two jobs.
Can you take a double shift?
50 minutes a night preparing dinners.
Spaghetti again!
And 3 hours finding a babysitter for a much-needed girls' night out. But when it was time to meet her friends, it took her 3 seconds to realize she should have stopped by Advance Auto Parts to test her car's battery.
Really?
Think ahead. Think Advance. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here this week in pro football. Joey doing the dreaded pick mash here. You gotta get it together, JT.
I'm going to start picking every game just in order to try to catch up with the ridiculous chasm that is between the two of us right now.
Not that bad. It's only like 4.5 games.
Oh,
so
great.
Plenty of ground to make up. How about before we get Harris on, let's see if somebody can answer this devilish question that you and I have come up with here.
Tristan and Mount Laurel's up first. Hey, Tristan.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
All right, Tristan, give me these three names besides Peyton, the three guys, the most fourth quarter or overtime comebacks or game-winning right. drives since the merger.
All right, I'm going to have to go with Tony Romo because I'm sorry to tell you all this. I'm a Cowboys fan.
All right.
And I know that Aaron Rodgers kills us, and I would have to go between Eli and Matthew Stafford, because when we played the Lions, they were talking how Matthew Stafford.
Tristan.
Sorry.
Come on, man.
We lost you there, Tristan, but you were on your way to an 0-for-3. All right? Clearly 0-for-3, so we're going to have to get you for the pick segment next.
Yeah, you can make my picks. Let's try Mike in Westchester. Mike, you have it?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. All right, Michael.
I'm thinking, is it Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Big Ben?
Well, they were excellent guesses.
Very good guesses,
not,
Mike.
It is not those three guys. What do you think, Joey T, huh?
You got a doozy one.
Yes. Yes, I appreciate everybody taking a shot at that.
By the way, it is all time. It's not just guys who are
since
currently
the merger,
playing.
Right. Since the merger, which was 1970.
Right, exactly.
All right, so I'll talk about since the merger. This guy's dominated fantasy football since the merger, too. And that would be the indomitable Chris Harris, harrisfootball.com. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. I actually have to hang up because I didn't get my music, so, it's in my contract.
Well, we're doing a little Halloween thing, and the first thing, of course, we need to know is, are you in favor of moving Halloween to the last Saturday in October, or are you more of a traditionalist, you want to keep it on the 31st?
You know, I don't have kids, so I don't care.
All right, there you go. Harris, as usual, taking an unequivocal stand. All right, but listen, Chris, I'm going to start you off with a question because genius that I am, and of course, I drank that James White is horrible Kool-Aid that somebody was serving, and
I had a flex decision
to make, and of course between James White and Golden Tate, and of course you'll never guess what I did, like a dope, I played Tate. So my question to you is it a good rule of thumb when you're faced with a flex decision like that to just say I'm going to take the guy who's going to get more touches?
No.
No?
No, incorrect.
Thanks, Chris.
No, what it is to say you just got dealt a pair of tens. Are you going all in or not? It's poker, man. You got to just deal with you got to roll with it. You don't know what's going to happen. Sony Michel's knee exploded. You right. didn't know that was going to happen.
Right.
Like, I mean, the whole James White argument that we had was based on Sony Michel taking over that job, and if he's going to hurt his knee, then, if we could have seen into the future and known that, then we, A, shouldn't have traded James White, and B, should have started James White. And, this week it makes an easy decision for you because I assume Michel doesn't play. But, no, I mean, there are lots of circumstances where I just want to play the wide receiver because that's the league. Right. You know, it's just, it's, this league is so receiver heavy and so passing heavy that there are just a lot of game flows out there and a lot of situations where the running back goes, you know, 12 touches for 43 yards and the receiver goes 7 catches for 102.
Chris, I have a total inability to be right about a lot of things, but one of those is Lamar Miller. Like, I can't get Lamar Miller right at all this season. You play him and he's not doing well, and then you sit him on the bench and he has back-to-back 15-plus point games. Has that Houston offense stabilized?
That's a really good question. It's funny. I'm always like, I'm always the same on Lamar Miller, and the world always changes. You know, there was a time where people were trying to tell me Miller was great, and I'm like, well, he's not great. And then this season, I had, you know, just 2 weeks ago, I had people telling me, you're so stupid for not thinking Alfred Blue might be the starter there. And I'm like, I have eyeballs. I've seen Alfred Blue play. He's not good. So, like, Miller kind of has, I had him as a running back one for this week. I sort of liked that matchup and feel like that was okay. And I don't know if it's stabilized. I think it goes as Deshaun Watson goes. And Deshaun Watson played great Thursday night. I mean, he didn't need to do a lot. He had a lot of wide-open receivers. I think 5 touchdowns, probably overstating a little bit. But he extended plays when he needed to. He made maybe 1 overthrow mistake, no turnovers for a guy who turns it over all the time. If he doesn't turn it over and plays like that, we're going to get something approximating what we thought, you know, what some people thought you might get, you know, based on the first half of last year. He's been a little bit of a wild card, though. He's been up and down, and as he's gone, that offense is gone.
I'm talking with Chris Harris. By the way, jump on the phone. You got a question for Harris. 610-632-0975. Chris, I've only been doing this for 36 years, I think, now, fantasy football. You're never too old to learn. Here's ESPN.com. Emmanuel Sanders sits third at wide receiver in fantasy points, but ranks 16th in OFP. What the hell is OFP? What is that?
I don't know. Good luck.
I mean, what are we Good doing? Luck, what are we doing anymore in this sport? You know what I mean? God's sake, I don't even know what OFP is. Do you, Joe?
Yeah, well, I'm hitting the internet machine to find out. Yeah. Opportunity adjusted fantasy points?
Oh, my God. Harris, why don't you have a column for opportunity adjusted fantasy points on your website?
Well, dude, I was there for 8 years, but it's been 3 years, so I'm just going to go ahead and say I am no longer responsible.
All right, that's fair.
You want to get a phone call in to see if Brandon wants to? He doesn't have a fantasy
Brandon's
question.
Brandon's not talking about fantasy.
He's trying
fantasy.
To line up for the hat. So I'll ask you another fantasy question. Chris, I've been rolling with the double Patriots wide receiver attack to no effect for quite a long time here. Josh Gordon and Julian Edelman. Is there one guy that you think long term would be better to have than the other and try to roll the dice with somebody else on another offense?
I mean, you know, it depends on who else you have from another offense. But the Patriot thing is such an eternal question, right? It is that, does Tom Brady, you know, cousin Josh comes on my show, my actual cousin who comes on the show, and he has the rule with the Patriots, Brady, Gronk, and nobody else. And, you know, you sort of live a happier life not trying to guess because they've spent a lifetime messing us up, making us think it's one thing, and whether it's running backs or wide receivers. I'll say, the trust that Brady showed in Josh Gordon in a couple of situations last week is pretty rare. We joke in New England about the Brady circle of trust, and it's not very big. There was a 4th-and-1 early in that game where the Bears were leading, and it was like, okay, it would be good if you guys converted this. And instead of Brady sneaking it, instead of handing it off, he audibles to Gordon, sends him way downfield, throws him a jump ball, and Gordon gets it. And we see Gordon playing a lot more snaps, and I mean, he had a long touchdown where there's something wrong with his leg because he's not, if he'd been running full speed, he wouldn't have gotten tackled at the one. But it does make you think, huh, imagine if Gordon were to get completely healthy and to be inside that Brady circle of trust. He would be a top 5 receiver. So I guess if there's a growth stock there, I think it's probably Gordon.
All right, now we'll go to the phones with Sam in Seattle wants to be on with Chris Harris. Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, Sammy.
All right, so non-PPR flex option. Kenyon Barnard, Randall Cobb, Tyler Gabriel.
None of those? You know, I probably don't go Kenyon Barnard. If the Kenyon Barnard thing is Patriots related, too. I'm glad you guys have me on to do a Patriots segment.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Would it surprise anybody that the Patriots come out on Monday night and go, here's 20 touches, Kenyon Barner? Like, of course, that's exactly the Patriots move, right? That's We're smarter than everybody.
You're right.
But I don't think I could. I can't plan on it. I'd probably play Taylor Gabriel because I don't know if Randall Cobb's going to play. He still seems to be battling the hamstring. Obviously, you'd love to have a piece of that Green Bay offense going against the Rams where you feel like, okay, they need 100 points to stay in it. It's Aaron Rodgers. I just don't know if Cobb is healthy.
Yeah. You're almost tempted to play every Packer or Ram you got in a game like that tomorrow. Certainly, Chris. And I noticed, though, you've got some Saints ranked pretty high. You've got Kamara and Ingram in your top 10. You got Breeze 5. So you're liking the Saints regardless of how daunting the task might be going up to Minnesota.
I mean, it's sort of a two-part answer. The first is play your good guys. Don't, you know, except in wild circumstances. Like, you don't want to be sitting on Alvin Kamara.
Right.
It's just like, you know, there's not any running backs. Congratulations, I'm playing Carlos Hyde right against the Eagles. Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But the other thing is, has the Vikings defense been amazing? I mean, they get Everson Griffin back, and that could be the pieces missing. They really haven't had a great pass rush. And Xavier Rhodes might be hurt. Like, I'm not positive. I kind of like the Vikings in that game a little bit. I mean, a home pick on that. I think I'd be on the Vikings there, but I'm not sure that it's the same Vikings defense from last year. So I don't. I mean, the larger answer is don't sit Drew Brees. Come
right.
on, like, you drafted these guys because they're great and probably use them. But for sure, I do have questions about the Vikings defense.
Right.
Before we let you go, Chris, we'll get you on with one more phone call. That's Ben in Lehigh Valley. Hey, Ben.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Right.
Hey, Chris. So I got a flex question. 0.5 PPR league: Stephon Diggs, Latavius Murray, or Nick Chubb?
Stephon Diggs has been kind of annoying.
Yeah, he really has been. You're right.
In a normal circumstance, I wouldn't even hesitate. I tell you, Stephon Diggity, I think he's great. But when Adam Thielen eats like this and Stephon Diggs turns into like the screen weapon, I'm still probably going to tell you Diggs, but I understand that it's tempting to go somewhere else. If you just want to give him a rest for a week, if I'm choosing between Latavius Murray and Nick Chubb, it's Latavius Murray. But, you know, for me, I think I'm still going to play Diggs. I have trust in the player, but I get it if you don't want to.
It's always, how many millions of times has it happened? You finally sit Diggs, and then you open, you know what's coming. Diggs, 96 pass, you know, Diggs,
two touchdowns,
51 field goal. You just know it's coming, you know, but.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great player. Even the caller there's not doubting he's a great player. It's just been frustrating.
It's just sad. I'm a Christian McCaffrey owner, and I'm thinking, you know, I drafted this guy for a reason, didn't I? I mean, will you score a touchdown? Will you please? God almighty.
I mean, what's funny is, you know, in PPR, McCaffrey's been a monster.
Yeah.
He catches so many fast, but just, you know, doesn't get in the end zone, you know, for the smaller running back.
I know. You're right. Now. You're right. But all right. Chris, we appreciate you taking the time. I want you to look forward to that Rams game tomorrow. Rams and Packers, big day. Hopefully, good crowd in Southern California. So thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
There he is, Chris Harris, HarrisFootball.com.
So I guess we're up against it again.
We sure are. So we're going to be right back. Plenty more.
Brandon, stay on air. I want you to get this trivia question. And then we still got the pick segment.
Don't remind me.
And we got Harris was brought to you by the good folks at Concrete Cutting Systems.
All right. So the lights are staying on. So we got one more segment coming your way next on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for kegs and eggs at the Fanatic London pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 7 a.m.
Yeah, baby!
Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Then stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Natalie and Andrew. This week's big prize is a VIP experience, including a chauffeured evening and a Rolls Royce, dinner for two, and tickets to a Sixers game courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals.
Must be present to win. Drawing at the end of halftime.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Watch the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon.
Hmm?
Is that
Tim on the roof with a megaphone.
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank, understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary four-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, PA, or Sicklerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
If you want Jeeps and more Jeeps for less, you got to see Jeff now. Number one Jeff D'Ambrosio Destination Downingtown is having the biggest Jeep sell down ever, with up to $5,000 off new Jeeps and payments as low as $99 a month. Wranglers, Grand Cherokees, Renegade, Cherokee, Compasses. Jeff has the Jeep you want. You only have to go to one place for the lowest price. Largest selection. That's Jeff D'Ambrosio Destination Downingtown during the Jeep Adventure Days.
Jeff Field.
2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude plus 4x4. 36-month lease with $49.95 down. Cash trade. 10,000 miles per year. Tax and tax additional. Must be in current lease with approved credit. Up to 5,000 off select Wranglers.
Are you ready to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses in the Philadelphia area? If so, here's an amazing opportunity for you. The NV Real Estate Academy has created a 3-step paper flip strategy that allows you to write an offer, sell the offer, and get paid. With this strategy, you'll learn how to flip a house without swinging a hammer or using any of your own cash or credit. Now, for a limited time, the NV Real Estate Academy would like to share this strategy with you for free. Call 1-800-614-2029 right now to get your free Hidden Treasures and Wholesale Properties kit and find out how you can get paid writing offers. Call 800-614-2029 now. And NV Real Estate Academy will also give you 4 free tickets to a training workshop, which also includes a free smartwatch and Nick Vertucci's new book, 7-Figure Decisions. All these gifts are free just for attending, plus an opportunity to network with like-minded investors. Call 800-614-2029. That's 800-614-2029 to get your free wholesale kit. Call now.
Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager, and he is truly committed to this great cause. If my TurnersvilleJeep.com tweet reaches 500 retweets, he'll donate an extra $500. Now's a great time to save during Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days. So stop in today and see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on the site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register to win Jason Mertidis' Big Boy Toy Club prize for October. Courtesy of Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years. Offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends. Online at royalbilliard.com. The Missinelli Station, 975 The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torrey. Here this week in pro football, week number 8 in the National Football League. We're at 610-632-0975 as we wrap it up here. JT, before we get to where are they now in the dreaded pick segment, how about we see if somebody can win this fabulous this week in pro football ski cap or whatever the hell it's called and answer this question.
Brandon, you're up. Let it rip, brother. Oh, my goodness. You're going to hold the whole time and bail?
Did he just bail, Tyler?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what happened. Give us a call back.
Yeah, Tyler, Brandon, call back here. See if you can. We're running out of time here. Most game-winning drives in fourth quarter or overtime since the merger. We know Peyton Manning did it the most, 54 times. Name me the next three guys. And, all right.
We got him back. I'm sure that what happened is that he was trying to take himself off of mute, and he hung up on us.
That or his computer went out. Hey. Let's see.
All right, Brandon, let it rip, bro.
Okay. Hey, fellas, what's going on?
How you doing?
All right.
Quick thing. OSP stands for Only State Farm with a silent P, just FYI. That's probably not correct, but the trivia question, I got Jake Plummer, Vinny Testaverde, and Tom Brady.
All right.
Thoughtful.
All right, Brandon. He stayed on the line for all that period of time to hit us with Jake Plummer and Vinny Testaverde, but he could not have been serious, right? I mean, just can't be.
Not a Jake the Snake fan, huh? Little creative guessing?
Wow. All right. Let's see. Let's see if we can
All right,
it.
Mike's up. Let's go.
Hello?
Mike.
Go ahead, Michael.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
I think I have the answer to your question, but I'm not quite sure.
But just hit me with the number. Go ahead. Hit me with the names.
Brady, Unitas, Marino.
Who were they again?
Brady, Unitas, and Marino.
No. That is not correct, Mike. How about that? We still got 5 minutes. Somebody call us up, 610-632-0975. Meanwhile, quick, where are they now? Presented by Evolution Energy Partners. Jimmy Smith. I put him on air because, of course, he was a longtime Jaguar. 12,300 receiving yards, 87 touchdowns, 600 first downs. He played 11 seasons with Jacksonville. He was originally drafted by Dallas. He was cut by the Cowboys, signed by your Philadelphia Eagles, and cut after 42 days in 1994. So, I mean, thank God we got rid of Jimmy Smith and his 13,000 receiving yards back in the Rich Kotite era of Eagles history. But Jimmy, where is he now? Well, he's home because he's not allowed out. He's finishing up on some drug and weapons charges. Lives in Jackson, Mississippi, but hopefully he'll be free to move about soon. And he was a great receiver for Jacksonville.
Sure was. Absolutely. Yeah, that was a 6-year sentence in March of 2013. So
home stretch.
Yeah, home stretch.
Home stretch.
Absolutely.
But he can still answer this trivia question if he happens to be listening.
Kevin's going to get one more shot at this. Kevin, you might be the last one.
Right,
our hopes
Kevin,
are on
let's
you.
Let's go. Give me these three names, Kevin.
All right, I got Breeze, Brady, and Marino.
Oh, man. That's unbelievable. You just missed it. I can't get it. All right, we'll do the pick segment. We'll see if somebody might squeeze it in. We'll do the pick segment presented by the good folks at UGI. All right, I was 2-1 last week, Joey, 14-7 on the year, and you pulled a goose egg, and you're now 9-11. Let's go. We'll do this real quick. We'll see if Nate can answer this question. But I got Chicago -7 against the Jets. I think Chicago's going to roll the Jets tomorrow. Jets, without their starting two wide receivers, I think the Bears are going to have a convincing win here. I'm going to go, this is a goofball pick, but it's a psychology play. Cincinnati got embarrassed last week against Kansas City, and that's what the Bengals do. When faced with a big, big game on a national TV, they will wilt. But now they'll come back this week, and they'll face the worst defensive team in the league. I think Andy Dalton lights it up with A.J. Green. I think Cincinnati rolls Tampa Bay. And I'm going to take the Saints. This is a tough pick. because it's a two straight road games, tough road games too. But I think the Saints are better than Minnesota. I think New Orleans is going to lay a card down here. I think Drew Brees lights it up a little bit, and the Saints win on the road.
Ring the bell. I am taking the Minnesota Vikings on that side of the pick game. So I'll we have our first head-to-head. Also, I will be taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Cleveland Browns needed six turnovers to tie Pittsburgh the first time that they played. And then finally, of course, I will take the Green Bay Packers and the 9 points against those Los Angeles Rams.
I thought about that. All right, so a very quick pick segment. Hopefully you'll go right back down in flames again, Bags. All right, on that Minnesota
pick. If history's any indicator.
All right, let's see if somebody might steal it.
Nate, let's go. Nate.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Nate. Go ahead, pal.
All right, so I think I got it. I think it's Manning, Marino, and Brees.
All right, well, we gave you Manning. All right, but
it's not it.
It's not it. It's not it because we gave you Manning, but there's one name on there was wrong. We'll give it one more shot here, Bill.
You're our last hope.
Gentlemen, I'm going to take a shot here, and I'm going to say Elway, Montana, and Brady.
All right,
really
all
good
excellent
guesses.
That is not right. The answer is, besides Peyton, Dan Marino 47 times, Brett Favre done it 43 times, Tom Brady 42 times.
No respect for Favre.
Drew Brees 41. Jeez, I hope Brees didn't do it at all this season, because then that would have changed
Uh-oh.
The question. Oh, my God. I don't know, Tyler. I just thought of that.
This is a disaster.
I know. We might need to think about that.
We better get off the air before we have time to correct our mistake.
That. I just thought of that. God, see. But anyway, what are you going to do with these questions? But thanks for everybody. Thanks to everybody for trying it, and I appreciate it.
That's Pat Callahan, Joe Torti, Tyler Zulli, produced. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in. Thank you to Sal Pal Antonio and Chris Harris for joining. And Pat, I'll talk to you next week on This Week in Pro Football.
All right.